Meet the Hines.
My name is Kaffey. It's K-A-F-F-E-Y. And this is my husband, Lee.
Lee and Kaffey Hines moved to Florida about 13 years ago from Kansas City, Missouri. Their reason for moving to the Sunshine State? Well, pretty common.
Retirement. Yeah, looking for someplace warm. And didn't know it got cold here. Didn't know about hurricanes either until we moved here. We were used to the ice storms and tornadoes and things like that.
The Hines settled in Milton in the aftermath of the devastating Hurricane Ivan in 2004. But it wasn't until about 18 months ago that they decided to become Red Cross volunteers.
The same day we came down to do orientation with Sheila Mitchell, they called us as soon as we got home. We sat down at the computer to sign on, and she told us about the tornadoes up in Century, and we went and worked at the shelter that evening up in Century and stayed there.
Following that February 15th twister that hit the town of Century, the couple conducted disaster assessments and performed other jobs as part of the Red Cross response. And then, about a week later, on February 23rd, another tornado ripped through Pensacola.
And so we also worked the sheltering a little bit here and also doing a little bit of casework, and also going out doing disaster assessments.
Their first deployment was to the Tallahassee area 1 year ago in response to Hurricane Hermine.
We went all over the Tallahassee area and also down to
areas we had never even heard of, to Taylor County and Monticello. You know, you see the signs that you're passing down on 10 on the highway, but you never go down to these little towns. We got a chance to go down to those little towns.
In short, you never know where you'll be going. And according to Lee Hines, once on the ground after a disaster, you can't predict what's next.
You're working with this group of people, of this family. Then they'll say, well, like one girl, she said, well, my father lives right around the corner, you know. So we went over there, and we were doing a disaster assessment there. Then his neighbor wanted one, so we did one over there. So you never know exactly what's going to happen, you know, once you're there. But you have to take care of all the people that needs it at that time.
I met Lee and Kaffey Hines last week at the Pensacola office of the American Red Cross of Northwest Florida. They stuck their heads in during a training session, sharing a bit of their story and offering a word of encouragement to the new volunteers.
You meet a lot of new people. You get to go, and if you become a permanent member, besides being the temporaries here, you get to travel.
At the time of their visit, the Hines were decked out in the iconic Red Cross vests. They were coming back from a morning assignment, staging supplies for Hurricane Irma to be ready here at home or wherever.
If we're needed to go out somewhere, we've got the trailers loaded up. We can send them out to wherever they're needed.
Because it's always best to be prepared because you never know what's going to happen. And so as long as we get the stuff ready, so if they say, well, you need to be here, are there, we can just hook up a trailer and go.
And wherever they've been sent in the last year and a half as Red Cross volunteers, the Hines say the experiences have been very rewarding.
We like helping people. We like interacting with people. And just to see when a person is in crisis and somebody helps them a little bit, the smiles that you get does it all.
As for what's next, in the short run, the Hines expect to be busy with some other charities they're involved with. After that, they'll go wherever the Red Cross needs them. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.